Like Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Bonnie North. Among the many attractions you'll find at the Interactive Science, Technology, and Innovation Museum, also known as Discovery World, are an aquarium, an exhibit featuring the work of Waukesha native Les Paul, and the Simple Machine Shipyard. But until now, health sciences were not on the menu.
That changes with this weekend's opening of Genome, Unlocking Life's Code. The exhibit was created by the Smithsonian and comes to Discovery World through a new collaboration with the Medical College of Wisconsin.
Joel Brennan is CEO of Discovery World, and Dr. Matt Anderson is Medical Director for the Diagnostic Laboratories at the Blood Center of Wisconsin. He's also an assistant professor at the Medical College. He tells Like Effect's Mitch Tyke about the story the exhibit seeks to tell.
I think the exhibit is designed to really take visitors through how the genome, we can use that information for not only understanding basic biology, understand human biology, how human populations relate to each other, and then taking it to the next step where we're starting to use this information almost on a daily basis to really change healthcare.
And really, the Human Genome Project has been equated to the moon landing in terms of the significance in terms of the exploration of health and how far we've come. And that was the conclusion of that was, you know, not more than 10 years ago, and the leaps that we've made since then and the information that that provides and the opportunities that that provides in the health industry and for people is really significant.
Well, so using the moon landing as kind of a benchmark for a moment, how do you present an exhibit like this in an interactive way? I mean, this is not like a moon rock you can touch or a sturgeon you can watch swimming around. How do you get people to the point where, you know, they're sort of metaphorically touching and feeling the human genome?
Well, part of it is to make sure that you have the right partners. And this the experience here in the exhibit is something that was created by the National Institutes for Health in the Smithsonian. We're working in concert not only with the Blood Center but the Medical College of Wisconsin to bring this here. And really, it's all about providing people of all ages with those interactive opportunities. We'll have things, everything from things that you can create in Discovery World in our Kohl's Design It Lab to the interactive components of the exhibit. So there's a whole host of ways in which this will really appeal to and get to audiences of all ages.
Is it a tricky business to reach both younger people and adults with such a complex field?
I think it is, but this is not an issue that is something that's simple. There is complexity to it. There are different levels. And I think the thing that science centers have to do and places like Discovery World have to do is reach people on all those levels. And so having the partners that we have and having opportunities to do interactive things like bringing in researchers and docs from the medical college to do hands-on components within the exhibit and as part of the exhibit program is something that we're excited to do. And it really kicks off an effort that we're going to be doing for years to come.
Matt Anderson, how do you explain to, say, a younger audience what you do and how the human genome fits in? What are the kinds of things that are important for a kid to know?
I think the goal is to really make it relatable. So to use examples, you know, for a younger child of, again, things that they may see in nature, like, you know, why are bees the color the way they are, or why are humans so different? And then you take that kind of basic understanding example and you carry that through to areas where maybe an adult might have a better understanding of when you get into the technology, you know, as you mentioned about the moonshot, of how incredible the technology has changed, so we have instruments that allow us to do this on a scale that we could not imagine before. That's something where, you know, the more older people that come to the exhibit might get more excitement out of to really understand, well, how does this technology work and how do we apply it?
Well, what's in it for the medical college? What do you get out of sharing your field with people visiting a science and technology museum?
Well, I think it's on multiple levels. I think even personally for me, getting the community very excited about the potential here, that the future is going to change very rapidly and this information is going to be permeating throughout, especially in healthcare, throughout your entire kind of life cycle. And we don't have all the answers. So we need people in our community to become involved, not from a kind of consumer perspective of this information will directly affect my healthcare, but also contributing to our understanding. Is, you know, I'll use an example of, you know, a common disease, diabetes, where we don't have a whole lot of molecular information at the moment to understand the basis of that disease. And we're going to need people in our community to come forward and potentially help donate to research studies and help us understand how we can change therapies for these diseases in the future.
Mitch, one of the things I hope that the community understands and gets out of this is that innovation happens here. We have groundbreaking, world-class things that are happening at MCW and happening in this community. Sometimes there's a belief that that only happens on the coast or all the problems are solved somewhere else. And, you know, from the Nick Volker story, the young man who the medical college worked with a few years ago to really uncover a mysterious disease that he had through genomics and all kinds of other things. This stuff is happening here, and it's having worldwide impact. And so I hope that part of what the community understands is this happens here, that young people who are in schools today are going to be the next ones who are doing this, and that we're all inspired and understand. We sometimes have a little bit, we're too humble about what happens here, and we need to be able to embrace that and really understand that we're doing it here.
Well, and it's also interesting because as this is taking place, you know, we're really seemingly at a point where mapping our genome is becoming a much more routine part of medicine.
And there are lots of things that go with it. There's lots of power that comes into the hands of individuals. There's lots of power that and lots of ethical questions that come up about
that. Well, and I was going to ask, does that enter the picture in this exhibit?
Well, it's all part of the exhibit. And I think one of the things that Discover World tries to be in this community and should be is provocative and should start to ask those questions. We don't need to answer all those questions. We don't need to necessarily take a position on those. But the information is out there, and these are kind of the next frontiers of personalized medicine. And so we hope that that's some of the questions that come out about it, and not just questions that are asked in boardrooms or at the medical college, but things that people start to talk about around their kitchen table with their families.
You know, what we haven't really talked about is what the exhibit will look like. And, you know, it's a pretty heavy topic or complex topic. What room is there for, you know, really playfulness or fun for that matter?
Well, one of the aspects that will be really fun about the exhibit is the human trait wall. And what we did is during the course of 2015, we took hundreds of pictures of Discovery World members and people around the community. And we've aligned those on one whole wall in the exhibit that will showcase things like, can you curl your tongue? Do you have a widow's peak? Are your ears attached or unattached? And so people will be able to see themselves, see friends there, see people in the community, and just know the similarities, the differences, which is really a lot of what genomics is about. It's about how closely we are aligned to each other, but then some of the differences that we have too. So that and other things, other interactive things that we're going to be doing, like bracelets and things like that, will allow us to have fun in addition to hopefully having people get lots of education out of the experience.
Well, and so talk about the other element to this, which is seemingly not necessarily a new direction, but an additional direction for Discovery World.
Yeah, well, we're excited because this really kicks off a long-term partnership that we're going to have with the Medical College of Wisconsin. They are partnering with us to bring this human genome exhibit. We're premiering this in brand new space. This is space that the public has never been into, a new exhibit hall at Discover World. And eventually that will be the home to a permanent health exhibit. And we'll be working on that with the Medical College over the next year plus. But we're excited because really, Discover World is celebrating our 10th anniversary this year, and we've come a long way over that 10 years. But health science has been one of the areas that we really have wanted to focus on. Now we've got a great partner, and we've got an opportunity to move forward on this.
And this is an exhibit that originated with the Smithsonian and the Museum of Natural History. Is there much precedent to Discovery World hosting a traveling national exhibit?
Not much. We've started with a little bit more of a program of traveling exhibits from time to time over the last few years. We're continuing that, and we're excited to be able to bring new things to the community here. This is really the first time that this exhibit will be in our region, so we expect that not only our community, but visitors from Chicago or from across the border in Minnesota or other places may want to come and see this, because it really, when you bring the credibility of the Smithsonian and the NIH and, you know, a topic like this that is on people's minds, I think it's something that can have real regional exposure and regional interest.
Matt Anderson, are there conversations you hope that people will have as they go through the exhibit or as they leave?
Well, I think I'd like to see, again, the conversation starting not only kind of what it means to them. The future is here, for lack of a better word, with this. And You're seeing already with the rise of almost like direct-to-consumer genomics, you know, companies like 23andMe, having that conversation, well, what does this mean to us when I'm with my physician and we're talking about maybe we do pursuing this type of testing? What does it mean for my family members, reproductive health, et cetera? Just having a more literate, engaged population is going to be help all of us as we use this more often in healthcare.
Matt Anderson, Joel Brennan, thanks to both of you, and congratulations on the exhibit.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Matt Anderson is medical director for the Diagnostic Laboratories at the Blood Center of Wisconsin and an assistant professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Joel Brennan is CEO at Discovery World. They spoke with Mitch Teich.
Discovery World's new exhibit, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, opens this weekend, and you'll find a link to more about it at wuwm.com.